T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The homicide, the assassination of a 15-year-old inside a school van outside of a school yesterday is repulsing, and it's disgusting, and it's vile. And the mayor and superintendent went on television live and begged for information. They got nothing. The streets are not talking. This is not surprising. It's a disaster. The Pittsburgh Public Schools Union president, Nino, says, "I am heartsick, repulsed, and yes, very surprised. Though with the awful and rampant increase in senseless violence, I sadly should not be." Got a lot of balls in the air today. I have Connor Lamb, Congressman Lamb, joining me. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. Good to be back with you.
Well, this is your community, and I know you're familiar with what happened. This is a disaster, and there is an epic problem faced by Pittsburgh regarding schools and public schools and violence. What do we do, sir? I know it's a very difficult question. Where do we start, sir?
It is. Well, I think first, you know, looking at this case in particular, from what I can read, and, you know, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. I wasn't there. I don't have firsthand information, but it certainly looks like these were two people targeting this young man. He was the only person in the van besides the driver at the time he was killed. They shot him in the chest. I mean, it looks like to me, like a targeted killing. And that, you know, to me makes it part of the gun violence problem that we're having nationwide. You know, sometimes when people think of school shootings, they think of like a random distressed kid who loads up an AR-15 and goes into a school and starts spraying, which is its own terrible kind of problem. But this one appears to have a lot more to do with the day-to-day gun crime we're seeing in cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia that has been increasing for a couple of years. And our response to it is completely inadequate. You know, it is, we don't do enough prevention. We do not put nearly enough investigative resources toward really targeting the flow of guns. You know, why are there so many guns in these cities? Why are they so easy for these young people to get? Why do so many gun cases remain unsolved and people remain unprosecuted? If you saw the stats for how many people that commit a shooting actually get taken to court and convicted, you would be amazed. And so we just haven't put enough muscle behind it, either on the front end of prevention or on the back end of prosecution.
You know what, sir, though? We seem to be headed in the other direction. Defund the police, prohibit pat downs, prohibit pullovers, no probation, no suspension for kids. That's a bit disheartening, too. Is it not, sir?
Well, you know, I think at the national level, first of all, nobody is interested in defunding the police. That's not happening at all. That's just a slogan that people use. But I think what we are all trying to do is be more surgical and exact. And that's really difficult in an area like gun violence because it can be very random and unpredictable. You know, like when I became a prosecutor, I used to think that gun violence was driven by like warring gangs, like you saw on TV fighting over drug turf or something, but it's not anymore. It's driven by random fights on social media. And so it makes it really hard for police to predict it and stop it. If all it's driven by is something totally unpredictable, like how someone would take offense to a social media claim. And so we need to rethink how we're doing this. And the big thing is trying to limit access to guns for these young people who are not allowed to have them. I mean, I think right. that is what is forgotten here is most of the guns are illegally held, and we have to do a better job at stopping that from happening.
Connor Lamb joining me. Congressman, I know I'm bouncing all over the place, but so much going on. Look, there are good things happening here, and this infrastructure money is starting to have impact on our region. You have to be pleased, sir.
Yeah. And just before we get to that, there are good things happening in the Pittsburgh public schools, too. I know, you know, I heard your previous interview with the county executive. I know there's a lot of bad stories that come out, but I also think we have to remember there are a lot of teachers choosing to show up to work there every day when they could leave for the suburbs and get
Absolutely.
Jobs in other places. Teachers are in very, very high demand right now, and they're doing heroic work in a tough situation. So I just wanted to say that. In the infrastructure bill, we had a great announcement about bridges last week about the Montgomery Lock is sort of a passion project of mine. It's in my district. It's something that when I first got elected to Congress, you know, I knew I was going to be the junior man on the totem pole out of 435 House members. And then you got senators on top of that. And so I was looking for a couple of things that I might be able to make an impact on, things that are not necessarily high profile, but where a young guy could help by just staying focused. And this is one. When I met with the Port of Pittsburgh people, they explained to me all the benefits of the locks and dams. And what's unique about Montgomery is it's really right next to the cracker plant construction site. And so it kind of has this outsized importance of if it goes down, that construction site freezes. And all of a sudden you've got 10,000 people's jobs on the line and all the other benefits that brings us. And so we really tried to focus the Army Corps and the decision makers on help us get money for this lock and dam project. And it took years of ringing every bell that we could, but this is an amazing amount of money that will actually allow us to get this job completed in a short period of time. And it's going to be great for our entire region.
And there's more to come, sir. Honestly, this party's just getting started, and it is a party that will create jobs and opportunity in this region. And we're grateful, right? More to come.
Absolutely. And people should remember, you know, this was a bipartisan bill. Mitch McConnell voted for this, and so did I, and so did Mike Doyle, you know, and there's a reason for that. And that's because these infrastructure investments, you know, although they're kind of invisible to us every day, you know, I always say the locks and dams and the river system, it's a little bit like oxygen for our region in that you would never notice it or think about it day to day until it was gone or until it was broken. And that's because every one of those barges that you see on the river, when you're going over a bridge and you look out the river and you see one of those huge barges, that is 70 semi-ton tractor trailer trucks, 70. So you take out a lock and dam and all of a sudden you have a bunch of those barges that can't move anywhere with their product. Think about how much traffic you'll have, you know, or the bridges. The day I always think of, if you remember, it probably was 2015, 2016 when there was that big fire on the Liberty Bridge.
Yes.
And they had to shut it down in the middle of a work day. It took me 2 hours to get from downtown to the south side that day, I remember, because all the traffic that would normally be on that one bridge was redistributed, and it just tied up everything for hours and hours and hours. That's why we have to rebuild these bridges. We have to rebuild these locks and dams that are almost all of them were built in the 1930s during the New Deal. And so they're really, really old. And if we don't fix them, we're going to have problems like that on the roads day to day. So it's not the kind of thing people think about all the time, but it is crucially important to make an argument.
Yeah, it's not sexy, but it's vital. You're absolutely right. It's absolutely spot on, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you again.
Man, a lot going on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.